Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Archie Miller take their show on the road for the second consecutive conference game and try to extend their four-game winning streak after a dramatic victory over the Iowa Hawkeyes on Saturday afternoon, where Indiana's offense bailed out their defense, giving up 82 points to Iowa, but scoring 84. Robert Johnson led the way on Saturday, tying a school record with 9 3-pointers made. His 29 points leading the way, but it was Freddie McSwain making the 3 big plays late, 2 of them on the defensive end in the last 30 seconds, and scoring the game-winning basket off a fantastic Devontae Green pass. It's never easy to win on the road.
It's a difficult league to play on the road. I mean, in my opinion, it's probably one of the hardest leagues to win on the road, just due to the fact of the venues that you play in with the home crowds. And obviously, you know, the teams that you're playing are very good and very well coached. So, you know, I think we've been competitive in most. Some we haven't been as good. But I think here of late in the season, when teams have a lot on the line, your focus isn't as much about the road venue as much as it is doing your job and you know, finding a way, regardless of the circumstances, to hang in there. And you know, it's to your benefit. The longer you're in the game, the more confidence you get.
The Hoosiers would like a better start at Nebraska tonight after letting Iowa make their first 10 shots and getting out to a 23-10 lead. Indiana didn't fold up. They found a way to claw back into it behind Robert Johnson. Devontae Green was also fantastic. Green and Johnson combined for just 2 turnovers in 69 minutes of action, adding 10 assists plus 47 points. They'll need another big effort tonight against Nebraska at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, 9 p.m. the Big Ten Network. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Speaking of winning streaks, as the men try to extend theirs to 5 in Big Ten play, the women of Terry Moren look to make it 8. That would be their longest streak in Big Ten program history. That was set back in 1982-83, so they look to tie that tonight as they head Minnesota to take on the Golden Gophers, Williams Arena, 8 o'clock. The Hoosiers coming off an emotional home win against Nebraska, 83-75 on Senior Day, as Tyra Buss and Amanda Cahill potentially played their final games on the Simon Scott Assembly Hall floor. Buss responded. She dropped 37 points on the Cornhuskers. Dished out 5 assists, had 5 rebounds and a handful of steals as well. Amanda Cahill also grabbed her 39th double-double on the night and set a career high in block shots with 7. These two seniors aren't ready to be done yet. Let's see if they can keep the ball rolling tonight. The Gophers won at Simon Scott Assembly Hall earlier in the year. Indiana looking to pick up their 9th Big Ten win to move their record to 16-12 and 9-6 in conference play. Minnesota checks in before tonight's game, 21-6, 10-4. This will be the first of 2 games on the road to wrap up the regular season for Terry Moren's Hoosiers this week. They will close out the proceedings against Iowa Saturday afternoon at Carver Hawkeye Arena against the Hawkeyes to end the regular season. Then they will know what seed they will be in the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis next week, and they will try to keep winning games, keep this streak rolling, and maybe add a couple more games to Tyra Buss and Amanda Cahill's career at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, or even an NCAA tournament bid. It's the Hoosiers and Gophers, 8 o'clock tonight, Williams Arena in Minnesota. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.